Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints of God, and thank you for joining us today on the prayer line. Our scripture text this morning, Luke 1:37. For with God, nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible or fulfillment. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Let us pray. Father, we are humble this morning to come before your face. Thank you for allowing us to come. Such a righteous God you are, yet you are not so busy that you are not mindful of us. Whatever state we find ourselves in this morning, we are thankful. It is another day of new mercy and grace. For that, Father, we thank you. Perhaps today we can perfect, or rather you can perfect something in us that wasn't done on yesterday. Today we can become who you want us to be, even the more, God. We ask that you will continue to reveal your mysteries and show us great and mighty things that we know not. We wait with anticipation. Teach us, O God, we wait. Many times we come, we speak to you, O God, of your goodness, and we use various adjectives we have learned to explain a portion of what we perceive as your glory. Yet the question may be lingering in the minds of some this morning. If we truly believe what we say, do we never speak that audibly that we doubt it? Yet circumstances may cause us to wonder if you're that great God for me personally, if you will work it out for me or for the individual who seems overwhelmed. What happens when I'm staring at the test and you and neither one is moving? Are you yet mighty? Your power never changes. Are you yet the same even in these times? Our faith must grow. We say that you are a mighty God, but our minds are not quick always to realize the entirety that the impact of these words should have in our lives. In awesome wonder, we say, the omnipotent one, the omniscient one, our sovereign God. We believe the ones we speak on a daily basis as we express how good you've been to us. Often our testimony is the basis for what we know or have known of you, the miracles you work for us as individuals, maybe those that we witnessed in the lives of others. God is good. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. God, remember not my youth or my transgressions of my youth, O God. We ask that you keep us with pure hearts and clean hearts, O God. Father, even in the midst of all this, we know that there are times when we become overwhelmed, O God, by our circumstances, Lord. And sometimes we have the days where we're caught up with what the world is saying. We see the things that are going on around us. We try to keep our trust and our hope in you. But truthfully, God, there are days when we just don't know if you're going to do that thing for us. We say that you're a bulwark never failing. We talk about your glory. We talk about your faithfulness, God. But there are times, Lord, when we have tests and trials that they fret us sore, God. And we come before you, Lord, and we're looking for you to work those things out in our lives. And we're used to a society where things come quickly. And sometimes, God, you don't always move fast. In fact, for most of us, you take longer than we would expect, God. But, Lord, we have to learn how to wait and to trust in your word. We have to go back, God, to what our reference point is. When you're doing land nav or mapping or any type of navigation, you always have a starting point. So, therefore, no matter what happens, if you get lost, if you get weary, if the storm seems to take you over, you always know where to go back to God. Lord, that starting point for us as men and women of God should be you, God. We should know who you are, God, so much so in our spirit, man, God, that when things don't seem to go right for us, when things don't seem to work the way we want them to work, God, that we can still hold on and trust you, Lord, that we don't fret. We might be a little disturbed. We may be a little fearful, but we have to know that you are yet God, Lord, and that you're yet working in our circumstances, Father, that you haven't left us, that you're there. It says we can be dismayed, oh God, but not give up, Jesus. We need to stay there and be strong in you, God. Be steadfast in you. You told Joshua, Lord, to meditate in your word night and day, and that then he would have good success, oh God. And Lord, sometimes we don't meditate night and day. We only get what we get on Sundays, Father. And God, sometimes we don't really get that because we may not understand. We don't ask questions, Lord. And sometimes we are just living off of fumes. But on today, God, we ask that you would help us, Lord. Give us a heart and a mind to know who you really are, oh God. And in the midst of confusion, in the midst of storms, in the midst of trouble, God, help us to lift our eyes towards you and to know that you are our help, God, that you haven't changed, that you're the same God, that you have the same power that you had before, and that you're yet there, God, and that we don't have to be distraught, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, this morning for just renewing our strength in you, for teaching us more of your word, oh God. We want to live right, God, and we want to live holy, Jesus. We don't want to allow the times that are going on today, the things that we hear in the news each and every day, or the circumstances that we face personally in our life, to change our view of who you are, God. But, Lord, we want to be on our knees in prayer, Father. We want to be seeking your face, oh God. We want to be careful for nothing, but in everything, God, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, we want to give you praise and we want to trust in your word, Lord. We want to think on whatever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report, oh God. Those are the things that we want to concentrate on, Lord. And Father, we don't want to be selfish, oh God, and forget about others, Lord. But we want to pray for our sisters and brothers and have words of encouragement in our spirit always to say to someone, to keep them moving forward, oh God. Lord, we just thank you today for all those that took time to get on the prayer line this morning. I pray that whatever's going on in their life, God, that they would allow you to be the center of their attention, God. I pray, oh God, that they would be steadfast in you, Lord, and that they would go back to the reference point of knowing who you are in their life, God. I pray that they would build upon the foundation that has already begun in them, Lord, their personal foundations with you, God, and that what they hear and what they know about you would not be what somebody else said, Father, but about their own personal relationship, their own decision, oh God, to go deeper in you, to know you the more, oh God. Have your way in us on today, Lord. Have your way in us on today. Let not today be a day of fret or distress, oh God, but let it be a day of joy, a day of victory, oh God, a day of recognizing who we are in you, God, and most importantly, who you are to us. In Jesus' name we pray, and we give you praise. Amen. Saints, thank you for joining the prayer line this morning. Remember to lift up someone else in prayer and not allow it to be just about you. I pray for you today that your faith fail not. Go and be blessed.